Welcome back, everybody, to Bliss Off with Renee. I have missed you. I'm sure you've missed me, too. Time to get back on a consistent radio show here so we can jump into some topics that are pushing up through the ground. Welcome, everybody. I am your host, Madam Renee Beezy, and we are going to bliss off. And we are going to bliss off. On this show, we are always going to have a topic. For anyone who knows me, we are pulling from topics, and we are attending to life with concepts of the mystery, like Toltec, Course in Miracles, Conversations with God, conservative, New Age religion. We're pulling from my ancestry of white, wise women, European earth medicine. We're drawing from all of those pieces in this realm and beyond. We're going to utilize all of that to shake up whatever is being unearthed in our world. And we're going to utilize my sense of wit and wisdom. We're going to utilize my intuitive gifts to address a good topic every time we get on the radio. I will be taking calls. Please keep in mind that we are going to use those calls for questions, curiosities, comments, and complaints about the topic. I will also allow space for any messages that might be coming for you in general. Keep in mind that I am not doing readings from the perspective that life happens calling to say, when am I going to get this job? If you're calling to say, this person I was talking to today, are they going to call me back? We're not using psychics in that way, because that is not purpose of psychics. I'll tell you what the purpose of psychic is, and then we're going to get into our topic. The purpose of psychic is the reason why I get to see for you, is so that we can validate the past, and then you stop messing with it and you can move on in your life. Number two, purpose of psychic and the way that I use my psychic skills is to locate the PowerPoint in your co-creation that you are missing so that you can co-create from a great, better place, a place of your brilliance. Third purpose of psychic, and the reason why I utilize psychic, is to prepare for the future. You'll hear me say things like, these are the things you need to work on in order for you to get the job that you want. The job that you want is not coming for you if you are not ready for it. And so I will be able to see what is in your way and what you need to do to prepare for that job that you want. And also in that third step of psychic, prevent tragedies if it is allowed. If it's allowed. The perfect faith and trust that I have in everything that I hear and see, not only is it always correct, always. I am always right, but I don't need to be right. You can take the information that you get from me, through me, and do with it what you will. My perfect faith and trust in how this works is that We get to hear and see the things that are coming because we're allowed to have a hand in it. If you experience something that you have had no premonition, no psychic knowing, and this thing in your life experience occurs, it's because we weren't supposed to know, to intervene. We don't get to impress. We don't get to oppose everything in life. And that's part of the miracle of life. And that is part of the swing and movement of life. That is the co, remember, it's co-creation. We are not the only creator here. So there's lots of ebbs and flows in all of that, and I'm sure we will touch on that and so much more. You can go to my website at Bliss Off with Renee. You can go to my social at Bliss Off with Renee and be more involved. I'll be doing other live events in those arenas as well. So follow, like, subscribe, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. And my website, of course, has that evolutionary library that's always posting new things. And we're on the radio. So I was going to program tonight called Don't Turn Red Flags into Roses. And then I was interrupted in a grand way. I was interrupted with mastering the seat of the soul. And I knew. Next week, let's plan on doing Don't Turn Red Flags into Roses. Because I already have it recorded. It's a great show. Between now and next week, that's what we're going to do. But right now, Spirit is wanting us to be deeply involved in the seat of the soul, because this is one of those fundamental practices that we are invited to work on so that we have a strong foundation to work from in our co-creation. If we want to be great co-creators, we need to have a good foundation. Amen? Amen. What I'm going to go over with you is snippets of chapter 10 from the book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And the snippets that I am pulling from are from chapter 10. Or go and get the book, read it yourself, or listen to it. We're in chapter 10. This chapter speaks to some fundamental catches and hitches that we have about sitting in the seat of the soul and not being engaged in the mind. The chapter starts out with the words freedom or yours, and really interesting about bumping up to the age of 60 is, and I've heard it from other people that are this age too. I've heard people say, it's just weird. I concur. It is just weird that I am this age. I don't know how it crept up. And it is weird being this age because the blanket energy about being this age is that I feel like I really don't know who I am. So it's interesting that there's this wafting energy around, am I really in there hiding still? Am I really in there curled up in a ball, or am I present, intentional? Am I really running the show? So this chapter starts out with the words, freedom or your soul. And the first thing you must decide if you want to be free from the clamorings of the mind and the obsessive ego mind and the overabundance of ego activity, the first thing you must decide to enjoy your life. Because drama is so much fun. It's everywhere. It's constantly begging us to be involved. It's constantly pulling us to be in drama energy. And our heavy addiction to drama feels quite normal. Thing that you must do is decide that you want to enjoy your life. And then you must believe that there is no reason for stress, pain, or fear. There is no reason for stress, pain, or fear. Every day we fear that people will turn on us, take advantage of us, or stop loving us. We are either feeling it or we're protecting ourselves from feeling it. Now, I want you to really feel those words. Every day we fear that people will turn on us, take advantage of us, or stop loving us. We are either feeling it or we are protecting our mind that's talked about. And then we move into stalking the mind. In the Toltec practice, we stalk the mind, which means we're alert. We're noticing. We're on top of what our mind is actually doing. Every single day, we think the same 60,000 thoughts that we did the day before. Oh, my God, I don't want to. Do you? I don't want to. That is what this is speaking to, is being aware, being on top of, being active in the fact that every single day we are fearing that people will turn on us, take advantage of us, stop loving us, and we are either feeling it or we're protecting ourselves from feeling it. Now, if you really notice, and you can be vulnerably honest, you can say, yep, I do that. Oh, my God, I do that. Exactly why we cannot give our mind this really big job of managing this really big life. Not too much, but it is too much for the mind. That's what the shift that I want you to feel tonight is, that the mind is quite fragile. Just, you've ever listened to the Walking Ego workshop that I do, I believe it's on my website. Right on the first page of my website is a search bar. Go to the library. You can search in there too because it's a blog. Walking Ego. And when we talk about in the Walking Ego is, the common question is, who's on top? This is very similar to that. Ego, the one that's in charge of all these decisions. We give the mind way too much work. We give the mind more work than it is capable of, and that's the problem. Stop for a moment and realize what you have asked your psyche to do. In fact, you said to your mind, I want everyone to like me. I don't want anyone to speak badly of me. I want everything I say and do to be acceptable and pleasing to everyone. I don't want anyone to hurt me. I don't want anything to happen that I don't like. And I want everything to happen that I do like. Then you said to your mind, now mind, figure out how to make every one of these things a reality, even if you have to think about it day and night. And of course, your mind said, I'm on the job. I will work on it constantly. That is what happened with your mind. You've asked it to task these things that are impossible. And it said, I've got it. Now, if you're a parent, you're saying all those things about your children too, aren't you? Now your mind's on double duty. Now your mind is saying, I want everyone to like me. I don't want anyone to speak badly of me. I want everything I say and do to be acceptable and pleasing to everyone. I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want anything to happen that I don't like, and I want everything to happen that I do like, and I want that for me, and I want that for my children too. And your mind said, I'm on the job. I'll work on it constantly. It's constantly trying to give you advice about how to make it all okay. This is why the mind is so active, because you gave it an impossible task. And this is why the psyche is broken, because you gave it an impossible task. And because it's an impossible task, your mind is constantly misleading you. It has to mislead you because it cannot figure it out. Here's how you fix this. You notice your mind and you slide in behind it. You notice your mind and you slide in behind it. And you can watch the mind, notice the mind, be witness to the mind. This is the seat of the soul. So if you are engaged with your mind and all of those things that I just described, and now you're like, I'm in this. Help me. Slide back behind the mind and have a seat in your soul. This is where true consciousness lives. And imagine for a moment what fun life would be if you didn't have these neurotic personal thoughts going on within you. If you could enjoy things, needing them, you could just live and experience your life instead of trying to use life to fix what's wrong inside you. Now, that last piece is always the most disturbing to me, because I pride myself in saying, I don't use life to fix me. But when I look at it, I have to honestly say that I use life to try to fix me. Do what I want you to do so that life is the way that I want it to be, so that my needs are met. Because I forgot for a moment, love me, give me a home, protect me, lead me, is all an inside job. These are all things that I get from me. I didn't say I'd be alone. I didn't say I disconnected from the world. I didn't say that now I am separate from everybody. What I did say is that all of those needs are met by my internal self. And then I can go out into life, absent of the neurotic personal thoughts, and I can enjoy things and actually get to know people instead of needing them. From that place, I can just live and experience life instead of trying to use life to fix what's wrong inside and behind your mind, and you sit in the seat of your soul. You wake up in the morning, you look forward to the day, and you don't worry about what will happen. Life is a vacation. Work is fun. Family, fun. You can enjoy it all. At night, you go to sleep and you let it all go. You live your life without getting uptight and worrying about it. Should I, shouldn't I, did I, didn't I? You live instead of fearing it. You live life completely free from the fear of the psyche. It's just like quitting smoking if you've ever smoked. Stop putting the cigarette in your mouth. Eating sugar. If you don't eat sugar, you're not a sugar addict. If you stop smoking cigarettes, you're no longer a smoker. If you stop telling your mind that it's job to fix your personal problems, your mind will stop trying to fix your personal problems. And then you can go on the inside and fix your stuff for real. Your mind cannot manipulate the world to fix your personal problems. Whenever it starts telling you that you should or shouldn't, in order to get the world to match your preconceived concept, don't listen. Fly behind the mind. Have a seat. Have a seat. When your mind starts telling you what you have to do to make everything inside okay, don't buy into what it's telling you. Truth is, everything will be okay as soon as you are okay with everything. Yeah. The truth is, everything will be okay as soon as you are okay. Only time everything will be okay. Consciously remember that this is not what you want to do, and then gently disengage. Don't fight. Your mind can still think, because from the vantage point that you're at, you're behind the mind, you can watch the mind do whatever it wants. Just don't be in your mind. Don't fight with it. Don't argue, because you'll never win. Because you are the one inside watching the neurotic mind. Just relax. You will then naturally fall behind the mind, because actually you've always been there. You just got misdirected. This is what's happened, is you just got misdirected and you bought into the ideas that the ego mind is the master here. But the truth is, you are not the thinking mind. You are aware of the thinking mind, but you are not the thinking mind. You are the conscious behind the mind that is aware of the thought. Now, tell me you can't play with that for the rest of your life and get really, really good at it. You are not the thinking mind. You are aware of the thinking mind. You are the consciousness that is behind the mind that is aware of the thought. The minute you stop putting your whole heart and soul into the mind as if it is your savior and protector, you will find yourself behind the mind and watching. Once you reach that state where you are the witness, your problems with the mind are over. When you pull back behind the mind, you are the awareness you are not involved. Thinking becomes something that you watch. You are in the indwelling being consciousness. You just need to unplug from the disturbed mind. Withdraw your attention and the thinking mind falls away. And now you're going to have to do this over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And you can watch it happen, because the moment you're engaged with your mind, guess what happens? You're panicking about something. Once you engage with the thinking mind, you're trying to figure out how to manipulate a situation. Once you engage with the thinking mind, you're freaking out about the future or you're obsessed with the past. That engagement is just driving you crazy over nothing. So stop putting your energy into the psyche, because first of all, it's not even who you are. And second of all, there is no way to live there and not be neurotic. So you relax your shoulders, you relax your heart, you fall back behind it. You don't touch it, don't get involved. You heard me right. What's happened is, oh my gosh, I have not been myself. And that takes me right back to what I spoke about in the very beginning when I said, bumping up against 60, I've had this weird energetic feeling and thoughts about, do I even know who I am? And this is what's been knocking down my door. It's this energetic flow of me and the disengagement of the mind. And then the more you practice, the more you practice, the more you practice. You get quiet enough, you can hear all this going on. And maybe that's why you don't like to get quiet, because it sounds like a freaking nut job in there. Because it is, right? So come on, man, be brave. Be brave, be quiet. And then you can all of this neurotic stuff going on so that you can disengage and sit down in the self. And then it gets really quiet in there. And then you notice more easily when you're engaged with the mind. Heart opens more easily. Letting go is constant. And you will see that the heart now follows. Now you see that the mind follows the heart. The heart is what's in reaction, and the mind now follows. So be quiet enough, be brave enough to be quiet enough to hear all of the neurotic. And then watch it get quiet. Watch life get easy. Watch life feel more like a vacation. Point in the journey, it all becomes heart and not the mind. And then your mind can do its job, because the mind's job is very simple. Don't forget the milk and the bread. Not that I recommend eating milk and bread, but you get the point. Don't forget the butter, the milk, and the bread. I'm from Wisconsin, and I grew up in the 70s. So your mind task is so simple. Make a great list. Contemplate great scientific discovery. Learn math. Remember awesome ditties from that spiritual class you took. Don't forget not to walk in front of the bus. It's not a good idea to walk in front of the bus. That is the mind's task. It is not to be the engager, the manipulator of, and your savior of life in fixing you. You sit in the seat of the self and it's not comfortable in there, then you've got some work to do. Don't engage your mind to do the work. Your mind is not supposed to heal you. Remember? Healing at the root of yourself is breath work, energetic movement. Go watch my class, Healing Sucks, so that you can have a healthier sense of your emotions, allowing that energy to move from that traumatic experience. And maybe that traumatic experience was a big hit. Maybe you need to move that energy 25 million times in order to be free on different levels. Well, then just freaking do it. Who cares? But sitting there with that energy inside of your being, inside of your energetic field, inside of your brilliant being, inside your soul, is a choice once you become aware. Gauging your mind to manipulate and masturbate the world, to prevent yourself from feeling that pain, is just silliness at some point. Now you're aware, do something else. And oftentimes, it is literally just sitting in the silence, noticing the uncomfortable. There's a great meditation called The Underneath. I'm sure it's somewhere on my stuff. If it's not, tell me and we'll do it. In fact, of the radio show. The Underneath is a great place to go to notice things you haven't seen before. And it literally is as simple as just letting it move. Let it move, honey. You don't need to dissect it. You don't need to control it. You don't need to go back and process it. Just let it move. And I hesitate to use the word let it go, although in this book, it uses those words a lot. But what he's saying is not forget about it, fine with moving traumatic energy, that using the words let it move feels more like an invitation of movement rather than let it go kind of feels like forget about it. So use those two terms synonymously. By untethering yourself from the bondage of your psyche, and we're coming up, we've passed the 30-minute mark, and I'm going to do my best to have the topic for a half an hour, and then the second half of the show will take calls until that pitters out into, or until that feels right. So a couple more thoughts here, and then I'll take calls. The very thing that was holding you is now helping you out. The path of letting go allows you to free your energy so that you can free yourself. By untethering yourself from the bondage of your psyche, because that's what it is. It's hostage. You're being held hostage by your psyche by being so engaged in the mental field. By untethering yourself from the bondage of your psyche, you liberate your soul. By untethering yourself from the bondage of your psyche, you restore freedom to yourself and you liberate your soul. Sounds good to me. And man, if we could do that, if we could do that without having to address any pain, none of us would be obsessed with our minds, right? So, but you know what? It just doesn't work that way. So this is the process of our existence here as a human being. And these are some great ways that you can liberate your soul. So I feel good about where that sits. Let me look at my notes real quick. And it looks like I did cover the points. Let's look at my list real quick. If I were obsessed with my mind, I'd be reading every word. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I didn't say this. No, I just had to look at it. I'm good. Now, let's go to the phone and see if someone here Hello, hello. How are you?
Hi, Renee. How are you? My name is Patricia. And it's been a long time since I've spoke to you. I have enjoyed this show. And so I'm not sure. I know you did mention in the beginning that this is not one of those, is he going to stay or leave? So whatever it is that you are doing tonight, please and thank you. I appreciate you.
So thank you. So if I'm hearing you correct, you're asking for some tidbits, some spirit direction for you in your life?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that, Renee. It's a lot going on around me. A lot of it is legal. So anything that you have.
Okay, so first of all, what I have to say, Patricia, committing crimes. That's what I have to say to you. Stop breaking the law. All right. So here's what I want. I know that was funny, and I think I'm funny. And I am funny. But
you are.
Here's what I want you
I
to
needed
do.
That.
Here's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Here's what I'm hearing for you, sweetie. I want you to go back and listen to this show again, okay?
Okay.
Because I want you to feel, if there's always like another level of getting what we're talking about. So, and then there's the energetic absorption. Ooh, I've never said that. I like that. The energetic absorption.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like getting into our soul's DNA. And it's not even about getting it in there. It's like reawakening our soul's DNA because, I mean, back in the 80s, everybody would say, oh, I'm here in life to be in school. No, we're not. We already know everything. We don't need to learn anything. We already know everything. But we do need to be reminded. Right when we became human, we all turned our backs on our souls knowing, and we went, whoa, what is this life thing worth? You know, what is this life thing going on here in this planet? And we got, you know, we got involved with our egos, we got involved with our emotions and all these parasitic ideas of what life is supposed to be like. So I want you to go back and listen to this show again, and I want you to energetically let it reawaken your soul, okay? Because that in itself is going to, yes, ma'am, that in itself is going to help you shake yourself loose from some of this unlawful things that you speak to, okay? And now I will pull some tarot cards for you because that is a great tool that we have here to help
Thank
us
you.
Be on track in our life. So there's something going on in your life that is that you are not supposed to leap with. I have an upside down frog. Do not take a leap. Do you know what that's about?
I don't. The legal things are my home damage.
Okay.
So I'm dealing with
what I want you to do. I want you to write down these three things.
Okay.
Number one, do not take the leap, and I want you to just be aware of this in the next few days. This will make more sense as you move about your life. So you're going to go back and listen to this show and let it reawaken your soul's DNA. And then, number one, do not take the leap. And then number two, there are messages coming that there is not a gift. So there's messages coming that's going to tell you there is not a gift coming, because if you understand this, it'll help you let go. There's some things you need to let go of. I mean, let go.
Mm-hmm.
So number two, there are messages coming that are telling you there is no gift here. Big, rooted, teaching moment. Let it teach you and then move on. That's your golden spot. Let it teach you and then move on. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my love.
Got
it's
it.
Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Yours as well. Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome,
love you, Renee.
Sweetie.
I look forward
I
to talking
you.
To you again.
All right.
Thank
sounds
you.
Good.
Blessings.
You know, things are going. Okay.
I sure
bye-bye
will.
For now, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I like everybody to like me, too. I'm being honest.
God damn, isn't
don't
that
we,
the simplest thing, but it messes you up forever.
Now.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm not
going to. Yeah.
You said we're not psychic questions. I get it. I really do. I guess, how can I say this in a way that's guiding me or what kind of messages or what you want to provide for me? If I got some good news today, am I on the right track? Do you feel, is that a good way to say it? I think I am. And if I'm not, then this is not going to fall through. That's the way I think. But do you feel like
okay.
I'm on the right track?
No, I love that you're saying that. I love that you're saying that. And I always hesitate to say that at the beginning of the show, like, we're not going to do psychic readings like that, because I don't want people to be afraid to ask. But I also want to honor and respect the purpose of psychic. It's like, you know, yeah. I'll just keep feeling that out, and we'll all just get better at that one important point about using psychic. So here's what I hear for you about
my
what you said.
Psychic. I respect psychics. Go on. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes. No, that's okay. Here's what I hear for you about what you said is I want you to check in about the quote-unquote good news. Feel like good news because it turned out the way we want it to.
Okay.
So let me draw cards for you. So I can get more specific about what I'm hearing for you. It's kind of like when people say, I was married for 15 years and it didn't work out. Well, what do you mean it didn't work out? You were married for 15 years. What did you get from that relationship? Well, I got two kids.
I know.
We didn't say
everything's
married.
Learning.
So,
I know.
Right.
Everything's
so,
learning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can ruin what's being brought to us because we have an agenda. Funny. Okay, so Patricia was just on the phone, and her third card, even though I didn't say it to her, was a wolf. And you just got an upside-down wolf. And I shuffled the cards, and I blew in them, and I drew them for you.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Okay. So the first card is an upside-down buffalo, which tells me you need to pray. Praying is asking. Meditating is listening. So this thing that you say was good news, I want you to sit in contemplation and just listen. Sit in silence. And just like I talked about today's topic, sit behind the mind, sitting behind the mind. Like just visualize yourself like you are a nut job in your head and you pick yourself up and you literally sit behind the mind. Like literally visualize that and just practice that. So when you say, I got good news today, I get the upside down buffalo, which says pray and meditate. Sit on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm on my head. I know I am.
I'm hearing and seeing that you're attached a bit to the outcome being right. It feels like there's some right and wrong thinking in there. So just pray on it. Okay.
Okay.
The second card I get is the raven, which is magic. Magic. Oh, now I love this feeling, this new feeling that I'm getting. This magic in the air around what you said. I got this good thing happened today. There's magic in the air. There's magic in creation that is calling you. So add that into your sitting, right? Add that into your contemplation. And then
I know.
Okay. And then I get a swimming upstream salmon too. So you're going up to spawn. You're going upstream. You're so moving upstream to spawn is heavy work, but you are going in the right direction. So yes, that am I going in the right direction?
It's not going to be easy, but it's very pot. Yeah, that
you're moving in the right direction. Correct.
Okay.
Pray and meditate that you're getting what you need from. Yes. And then the third card that I get, the salmon peeked out, so that was in the second card, but underneath. And then the third card that I got is an upside down wolf. So this is kind of the card that feels like a little bit of a warning. Like this is the part where I'm feeling like, be careful. When I said in the beginning, let's take a look at those words a little bit because it feels like your agenda is attached to this good news. And so this third card of the upside down wolf feels like that same frequency. It's like, careful that you are hearing the teaching. So, pray, meditate, listen. You're being called to creation force energy. You are moving upstream and notice the teacher. I like the word notice better for you because otherwise what I said a moment ago feels more like it engages your mind. Like pay attention to the teacher kind of feels like some trauma from school that we all have. You know, so notice the teaching, okay? Notice the teaching. Make
sense?
Good.
It does.
All right. Thank you. I'm so glad to sit with you. I'm so glad that we got to connect.
Thank you. It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Let me know how things are going, okay?
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Okay. Thanks, honey. Call. Hello, beautiful. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just listening today. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will put you back on the listening.
Thank you.
You betcha, honey. Life is a practice, for sure. I want us all to remember that because there's so much, there's so many messages in the world that say, you got to get it right. You got to figure this stuff out. There's a right and a wrong, and there's just not. There's just not a right and a wrong. We naturally wouldn't do certain things, of course. But the obsessive thinking about all that right and wrong, I want to remind you to be gentle with yourself, to be kind, and to allow yourself to practice. This whole life is a playground. And I love that part in chapter 10 that said that. It spoke right to that. It said, let me see if I can find it real quick. Yeah. That life is a vacation when you stop engaging and obsessing in the mind. That life is a vacation and that life is an adventure. And imagine for a moment what life would be like if you take your job observer. Oh, did anybody watch the movie What the Bleep? Because that is a term that I love, love, love. Conscious observer. I'll leave you with that suggestion and then I'll say goodnight. Watch the movie What the Bleep, because in that movie it uses that term, conscious observer. It is a fascinating movie. I could watch it 1,000 times and hear something brand new every time. And I even hesitate to call it a movie because it's really not a movie. It's a movie. It has a plot line, but it's all about metaphysics and consciousness and that conscious observer. Be the conscious observer. So look up What the Bleep. I know it came out in 1985. because in February of 1985, I was living in Tucson, Arizona, and my best friend's daughter had just passed away in November. Her and I were in Tucson, Arizona, and she was working at Whole Foods, just trying to get her bearings, which took 20 years, and if you can imagine, or if you've had that experience of losing a child. And someone at work had told her about this movie that was playing, and it was released only in 6 cities in the United States, and one of them was in Tucson. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything about it, but she said a few words about it. It sounded like it was right up my alley, and I went and I saw it, and I was obsessed. I felt so deeply, deeply validated. There were so many things in life that I knew to be true that I didn't have terminology for. And there's so many things about psychic and the afterworld and about this world that I've always known so absolutely have words for, or I've come across someone else who practices similarly that I do, and they'll say something that I've known for years. And I just get so excited because I know it's true. And then to hear someone else say, yes, that's the way it works. It's just fun. And it's just a big, big bonus to knowing what we know is right. And so I saw the movie, and then I went back the next day and I watched it again because it blew my mind because it spoke to what I knew was real about this existence, about what we're doing here, about our co-creation, about how to co-create and our part in all of this. And so that conscious observer is such a precious term. So go watch What the Bleep Are We Doing Here? I think if you go to Amazon, I'll do it right now and look it up because I'm always worried that if I don't use the whole title, and I don't remember exactly the whole title, well, I think it's What the Bleep Are We Doing Here. I just want to make sure that you can look it up easily. What the Bleep Do We Know? I knew those last words. I wasn't using those right. So I usually say, What the Bleep Are We Doing Here? But it's actually, What the Bleep Do We Know? And if you do search it on Amazon, you can stream it from there. Just searching What the Bleep. So with that, I'm going to end the show. This is a good place to finish. Call in next time. I know we're booked for next Tuesday. I do like doing more than one show a week, so we'll see if I bring another one in. I love you. I'm excited to be back on consistently, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.